Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Sunday, April the 4th, 2021. Happy Easter to everybody. This is the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ when he rose from the grave. Now, a lot of things are happening. Easter is not only very important to the Christian community, should we say, and believers, but it's also a very important holiday for Satan, because he tries to do the opposite of what Christ is about. And that's what this thing with the Easter, the bunny rabbit, and the fertilization of the eggs and all this. And the Christian community that are stupid, that have not studied enough and understood enough, deep enough, to go deep enough with God in the Holy Spirit to understand that you go to a church and take your kids and grandchildren to go chase eggs around and find eggs in the yard of the church or in the church itself. You're participating in a satanic ritual, in case you didn't know it. So if you did that today, please, wake up. Now, Chris, I have Chris and Elaine on with me. They're listeners, supporters, and friends. And I've had them on before because they bring a lot of truth, and they're both good Christian people, and they understand the power of God as well. Now, Chris was targeted because over the past year, him and Lane, and they've both been targeted. Lane has been hit, nearly caused a stroke by satellite. Chris was hit by...
I had a mini stroke.
You had a what? I'm sorry, Lane?
I had a mini stroke.
Mini stroke.
Several.
Okay, now they've done that over this past, roughly, I don't know what period of time it's been, 6 months, year, because I'm a targeted individual, and they've been shooting me with their, hold on a moment, they've been shooting me with the Westar satellite system, Daddy Bush, E-Systems, Dallas, Texas, and the Westar satellite is part of the government's satellites that spy on people and target people and change the voting booths of these electronic machines, etc. Daddy Bush ran it. Raytheon Corp, folks. It's division number 4, the hit teams of the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's also tied to MK Ultra. They sent him down in the chair, etc. Now, so a lot of stuff comes out of E-Systems. They killed my friend Otis Johnson, Super Spook, with the West Star. He told me on his deathbed he worked for General Flynn. General Flynn was arrested 2 weeks later. Now, I know that Chris got hit, and I know it messed him up so darn bad, because I got hit. He got hit right about the same time, and it blew my computer down. It popped back up asking me for the passcode. It knocked it down. During that period of time, they blew up a cell phone, folks. Caught the cell phone on fire at 12:30, thinking he's probably asleep, would burn his battery up in his cell phone. I said, Jesus, what is this? Now, I've noticed since the equinox, I think they call it, the change from winter to spring, that just occurred around the 22nd or 21st, whatever it was, and full moon thereafter, and the whole bit. It was a pretty satanic holiday for him. Now, I noticed all of a sudden it was like evil was showing itself every place. It still is. I can't believe the attacks of evil attacks. Now, Chris, you've had the same thing, but God's given us blessings out of these evil attacks. As an example, an evil attack upon me was I was being stalked by one of the FBI known FBI 5, Jackson County Prosecutor, downtown Kansas City, Google Fiber, Kansas City, etc., operating hit teams that rode me in 2010, car crashed me in 2011, got me disabled, broken neck, back, etc. Now, those same teams are back on me. It's the same people back on me. And they've been trying to get me, so I caught one of the stalkers, and I proceeded with a camera to her face and told her to back off, leave me alone, don't stalk me anymore. If you do, you're going to get hurt. Well, here she is again. And this is in a different city. And she's been on me all week long, so I decided, after she got up on my bumper and wouldn't get off it, and I'd move lane to lane at 2 to 3 miles an hour, back and forth several times, she didn't get off, and she bumps into me. I got out of the car and said, you're under citizen's arrest. And she's locking her doors. I'm trying to get the door open. I'm going to drag her out and arrest her. Now I decided, okay, I'll get back in the car, pull into the parking lot, and I'm going to call the police. And that's what I did. So I had a video camera, folks, and I'm pointing the video camera at her car, sitting off in the distance as I'm calling the police, reporting that I have a stalker. And I asked him to send the police out. Where were you at? I'm right down the street from St. Mary's Hospital here in Blue Springs. I said, how about if I meet you there? Okay. So I start out the parking lot, and here's a motorcycle cop. They already had him on me because they were participating in the fraud. I pull back in the parking lot, and there's a restaurant there. And I start to get out of the car. Don't get out of the car, you get shot, or something like that. I said, I don't have any weapons. Put your hands up. They're up. They're up. Then about five other cops show up, and they're pointing guns at my head. I'm going, Jesus Christ. I'm unarmed. I don't have a gun. Get out of the car. And then they said, all right, raise your jacket up. I raise it up and say, here, I'll take it off. I'm unarmed. I threw it in the air. This is what happened. I said, I called the police. I got a stalker over here. They put me in handcuffs and charged me with careless driving and harassment. First, they said, well, she said you pointed a gun at her. I said, did you find a gun? Yeah, I'd have no gun on me. I wasn't carrying that day, folks. Now, that happened just recently. Other events took place during that period of time, and I don't want to get into specifically, but I have these people nailed. Now, Chris has been nailed. When he got hit with that stonar, he blew up inside. You had to have surgery recently, Chris, did you not?
I sure did.
Tell him what happened.
I ended up with a hernia that was so big that it was slowly taking over my whole stomach. It had already taken over just slightly half of it. And it was so large that it was pushing itself up into my esophagus. So I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't go to the bathroom because I was being blocked by that gigantic hernia that was inside of me. If it wouldn't be for those blessed people at UTMB, I'd have probably been dead in 2 more months just from this thing growing inside of me.
Now, you've had to have laser surgery, and you're okay now, and you're healing up. But you got hit with the satellite. You know that. Pardon me? Elaine?
Yeah, I got hit. There's no doubt about it, because like Stu said, you can feel it when you get hit.
Oh, yeah, you can feel it. Yeah, and it wipes out your immune system after about 5 years, folks, unless you take potassium, magnesium, potassium, magnesium, vitamin D, and there's something else. Potassium, that was it. And zinc. You got to take those things and do it on daily regimen like I do in one pill. Because if you don't, it screws your immune system up. It kills you within 5 years. Now, they're doing it that 10 million people worldwide. There are over 3 million in the United States that are being targeted every night, and they do it at night. As Super Spook Otis Johnson used to tell me, because he worked for him there. As he said, they hit you about 11 on up to about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when most people are asleep in their bed. It goes over. Within a half an hour, goes over the United States and hits 3 million people. Bam. That's simple. Toys. Trying to kill you, targeting you. Now, Elaine, you were hit with that same thing, were you not? Or through your cell phone, whichever it was. Tell me about
your... It was a couple years ago, the first time it happened. I was in the kitchen cooking, and I felt a little dizzy, so I sat on the stool. Next thing you know, I'm getting up off the floor. Neil was in here talking to Chris about what happened. That was on the floor. So I got up, and I came in here. When I find out, what was that you were posting?
Yeah. The first time she gets hit hard and literally knocked on the floor, knocked flat on her ass, I'm sitting here typing a meme on my Facebook page that went something like, to the satanic baby kidnapping, baby eating, Luciferian followers of Aleister Crowley, the blood of Jesus is going to destroy you. And soon as I hit that enter key, bam, Elaine hit the floor.
Right there in your face.
So I ended up coming in here, and that's the first thing he told me. So I got up to his computer when he still had one before they zapped to a couple of them out. And I responded, "You will fall in the name of Jesus."
Yeah, there she is. She just had a stroke and just got up off the floor. And the first thing she does is come in here, crawl her way to my keyboard, her jaw's all lopsided, her face is all lopsided, and she says, "In the name of Jesus, you will fall." Now, that's the kind of strength and fortitude that she has. No. I don't want to speak to anybody out there that is afraid to do an interview with Stu Webb right now. You're talking to a man and his wife who has been targeted. But what a lot of you don't know is I've already got cerebral palsy and I'm already in a wheelchair, but yet I've got enough guts to stand up and say, "You're not going any further. You're not going to scare me. You're not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. The blood of Jesus is going to destroy you. It's going to protect me. You know, no sickness is going to cross my threshold. I have not had the coronavirus. I will not catch the coronavirus, and I will not take the shot."
Now, if everybody's noticed, Chris, I think we've said it as far as what they've done to me recently and what they've done to you. And we're seeing all these deaths of all these people. I mean, Jim Betcher was on here with me a couple of days ago, or 3 days ago. He was laying down all the deaths and all the injuries from the vaccination. And I mean, Charlene found out that, and she's guaranteeing it. Someone else read it over in Israeli papers. I don't go on their sites, but that 97% over 65 that received the shot forcibly by Bibi Netanyahu and his gang. By the end of March, all Israelis were supposed to be vaccinated. 97% of them, 65 and older, have died from the vaccination within the first 2 weeks, folks. That's the vaccination they're using right here in America. That was the elderly. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but I won't take it because it's got the mark of the beast. It's got the chip in it. And it's got a killer in it. Agent, I saw a scientist who talked about it, who examined all the vaccinations. And he said it would melt down your immune system within 36 to 42 months. It would kill you from protein, protein, protein. Now, all of a sudden, they have variants of this so-called coronavirus. This is a friggin' hoax, folks. It's to get you vaccinated so the beast, the mark of the beast, would be in you in Revelations 13. Now, I believe that this is a plague. Joel believes it. Other people believe that this is one of the seven plagues, this thing with the vaccination. With the corona, it might be. We are in end time prophecies, whether anyone wants to believe it or not. And the evil that I have seen rise up against me has been enormous. And I've never been in a cat fight. I was like a dog in a cat fight with two of these monsters in a nursing home. Two of these monsters. So evil. I had to move my father. And there's still problems. And it will be corrected. And it deals with a family member, a little witch. And oh boy, is she going to get a lesson. Oh my God. Oh boy. And I'm going to tell you, it's not coming from me. It's coming from God. You did it to yourself. Now, Chris, we know this is Easter. And we know this is a day of to be praying and thanking God for what he did for us. And with that, I want to pray against the enemy today. I want you to pray against the enemy, because I know when we're in agreement, we sure, well, which hurricane do we talk about? Or which other event do we talk about of God's power that you've seen and I've seen because of prayer coming together? So Chris, Elaine, with that, this is Easter. Let's pray for everybody. Let's pray for this country. Chris, would you lead us?
Yeah, and let's not forget that next month, the second highest unholy day on the satanic calendar, second only to Halloween. Beltane is May 1st.
So folks, on these on satanic holidays, pray against the enemy. Pray against these Luciferians, these Satanists, these pigs. Go around raping kids and killing kids and drinking their blood. I mean, this is serious. And it's very wicked out here. Whether people believe it or not, it is. If you pray, it helps. Your prayers don't go unanswered if you're really in belief with God. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I can tell you, I can tell you again, Stu, that on our way home from the hospital, wound up, it was pouring down rain, and I mean, it was sheeting rain. It started raining sideways. It was raining so bad we couldn't even see out the window running the windshield wipers. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you got to move. And soon as I said that, it started raining harder. I said, you see there, Elaine? God's pushing it out of here. And by the time we pulled up in my driveway, which was probably 5 or 6 minutes after I said that, it had slowed down to barely a trickle over my house, where I was able to get into my house safely without getting soaked, without getting wet, and without going through any of that headache. So you see, folks, the power of God is real. What God says we're able to do, we're able to do. But we have to exercise that power, or it does no good to have it. I mean, if we don't take advantage of what God did for us, let's not forget what He said in the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven. God wants us to bring some of heaven to the earth and move against these satanic cabal that is trying to take us over and keep us prisoner and push God out. But it is only in a personal relationship with God and understanding that the Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. In other words, we're supposed to take back the ground that the enemy tries to steal from us with our prayers and with what we say and what comes out of our mouth. We're supposed to be able to control our atmosphere. We're supposed to be able to control the weather. Jesus himself said, the things that you saw me do, even greater things shall you do than what I did, because I go to my Father, which is in heaven. Now, the number one thing, of course, that he did was procure our salvation. And of course, that's the most important thing. And I'm getting chilling cold right now, so I know that God is speaking through me right now, because that happens every time he's present. Of course, the number one thing he did is pay for our salvation at the cross with his precious blood. But let us not forget that the Bible also says that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law, meaning that we have been redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, anything that you can think of that is not a blessing but a curse on us, to make life hard on us. We have been redeemed from that, and we are to live above that. But the only way you can live above that is you have to know what the Word of God says, and you have to appropriate it. you have to say, okay, God, I accept it. I believe it. The word of God says, as you have believed, so be it done to you. He says, let the weak say I'm strong. I have to get up every day, no matter how I feel, and say, I'm strong. I'm not weak anymore. I'm healed. Whether the healing has manifested itself or not yet, I got to say it in order to walk it out and in order to live it. And slowly, he healed me, and he's going to fully heal me in his own way, in his own time.
Let his will be done. With that, Chris, you want to start a prayer or you want me to? Chris?
Lord, right now I come before you in the name of Jesus. And I lift us all up. The word of God says, Lord, that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And if it's one thing that I can say that Elaine and I and Stu have had consistently since the time that Stu and I first really got to know each other, has been a prayer life. Ever since he found out that I literally, under the power of God, moved a couple of hurricanes and things like that. Then he did it one day and you know, God showed him. So, you know, that's the first thing, is that a threefold cord is not easily going to be broken, and the enemy is not going to destroy this prayer relationship we got. And Father, right now, I lift us all up, and I cover us with the blood of Jesus. Everybody within the sound of my voice that's going to be listening to this broadcast, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I ask, Lord, that you give them mercy and grace. And as they get in their cars, as they use their cell phones, as they use their computers, as they go about their daily business, the things that they have to use that the enemy has been taking control of, trying to kill people, Lord, I ask that you take the toys away from the boys and stop all this mess. Shut them down, Lord. Shut Raytheon down. Shut all these different places where they've got all this different stuff down in the name of Jesus. I dispatching war and angel to shut all these places down and let these people be exposed. Let these people be exposed. Lord, your word says that nothing is hidden in secret that will not be revealed by your precious light.
And I ask it in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm in agreement with Chris in his prayer. But Father, I'm asking for the enemies that are coming against me, that you take them, Father, and you bring them to salvation. Every one of them, Father, and their family members. And Father, you judge them according to what they have done. You know what I'm speaking about, these nursing homes, about these stalkers, these FBI hit teams. I'm asking you, Father, to put them down. I'm asking you to put a halt to them. You put angels of protection around me. You put them around Chris. You put them around the listeners that we have and around those prayer warriors. I ask for that. But Father, I ask for your warring angels to go against these people. That's very serious what I'm asking for, Father. I've seen the deaths of a prosecutor's son. I've seen the deaths of a judge's son. And I know, Father, you brought judgment. You proved to me it was judgment. Father, I come before you. And I ask you, Father, to change this country and to turn it around. Let everybody see the evil now. Those that have the Holy Spirit, make them aware of what it is, Father. This is your day, Father. This is the day that you went to heaven, Father. The day that you forgave us for our sins, where we could come before you. Father, you died for me. I'm going to die for you. But Father, I'm asking, do you war against the enemy? war against this enemy that is down here on this planet. These fallen angel-possessed human beings. These 200,000 plus. You said there was a war in heaven according to your word, Father, in the Bible. And there's about two-thirds of the angels fell. That'd be about 333,000. So our NSA does not have the correct number. I'd ask for you to take those people, Father, and destroy them. They're unsalvageable. And you say, don't pray for those that are unsalvageable. They're unsalvageable because they're possessed. I ask for all of them to be killed, Father, to be exposed before their deaths, for people to know what they are up against, and those that serve them, directly underneath them, directly. Every one of those that are human beings that are possessed, Father, I ask for you to cast the demons and devils out of them, Father, or to show their colors. I ask for their salvation if they're salvageable. If not, Father, I ask for you to judge them and judge their families. I ask for judgment on all my enemy. I ask for you to bring judgment, family and other, both, Father. It's time for judgment day on a lot of people, on a lot of people that have done a lot of harm, not only against me, but against Chris, against Elaine, against all the ones that have been on my show, and others, friends, the 50 whistleblowers I know dead. I want judgment on the killers of them and their families. All those in the Congress and Senate that are evil, I want you to judge them, Father. It's time for their judgment. It's time for their removal. It's time for their families to be judged, generations behind them, Father. I ask for judgment. This is judgment day. And all those Christians out here running around worshiping the Easter Bunny at their churches and otherwise, Father, I'd ask for you to bring them to judgment. You bring them to salvation or make them come to reality, Father. Reality. To serve you, not Satan. And I'm asking for all this to be brought to light, Father. And I ask for the protection of Chris and Elaine. And I ask for the healing of Chris. And I ask for the healing of Elaine if she needs healing. But I'm asking you to heal Chris's stomach. He had to have laser surgery, Father. They were trying to kill him. You know that. And I ask for this to be done. And I ask in your holy name, by your blood, by your stripes, Father. And thank you for dying on the cross for me. I'm sorry that happened, Father. Amen. Well, Chris, you got any last words? You or Elaine?
Well, just that for you Christians out there that are really serious about changing things, stop calling this holiday Easter, which is really following a sex cult, and the goddess Ishtar, and start calling it what we call it, it's Resurrection Day. Sunday.
Resurrection Day. That's a good one, Chris.
Yes.
Good way to end it. Thank you, Chris, very much for being on with me. Thank you, Elaine. Have a good
All right.
Resurrection Day. Hang on, I'll put stop.